Hey, welcome to Morning Manna. So glad that you've joined me. We are going through the Psalms, and this morning we're going to look at a Psalm of David, Psalm 32, and it's one of his Psalms of repentance. And so David, we love David because not only was he an amazing worship leader, warrior, king, but he was also a very human guy who failed in many ways in his life. And it's recorded for us in Scripture. And one of the things about David that is also characteristic of him, that in his failures, he knew how to repent. And repentance is modeled perhaps as good as anyone through the life of David. And so in Psalm 32, we find David at a place where, you know, he's committed the most famous sins, devastating sins, adultery with Bathsheba, the arranged murder of her husband Uriah, all of the lies and the cover-ups that went with that. You know, Bathsheba was the granddaughter of one of David's closest counselors. You know, it's a very, we can't underestimate the severity of what David did. It was absolutely terrible. So against that backdrop, we have now one of the Psalms of David's repentance over that period of his life. And it's very, very instructive. You know, if you failed in one of these kind of really catastrophic ways in your life as a Christian, you may feel like, well, there's no hope for me. And I mean, I've so screwed it up that there's no coming back from this. Well, that's not true. That's just not true. There is coming back from this by the grace of God, and we'll see that in David's life and through this psalm. So, beginning in verse 1, David says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." So blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven. Transgression, the Hebrew word, it means to cross a line. So you get the idea, right? The Lord draws a line. Adultery, you don't go there. David crossed that line. Murder, you don't go there. David crossed that line. And it was unequivocal. It was absolute. David stepped over the line. But then he says, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven. Is forgiven. Forgiven, this word, it means to remove a burden, to take off the weight. So if you have failed in your life in some way like this, or you cross the line, and then you know the weight of guilt was overwhelming. It was just suffocating. And forgiveness is the lifting of that weight. I remember when I came to Jesus way back when, there was that lifting of the weight. I've told this story before, but when I came to Christ and I was praying and asking Jesus to take over my life, I was seeing the sins of my life parade before my eyes on the screen of my mind, and terrible things that I had done to people and misused people and so on. And I felt dirty. I felt the guilt of that. But at the same time, God was lifting the guilt. And by the time I was done praying to receive Christ, I felt as light as a feather. I felt like I was floating. It was such an exhilarating, freeing thing that the weight of my guilt was gone. And so David felt that. He felt all the incredible weight of his terrible sins being lifted off of him. He had crossed the line. And also he says, blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. Iniquity means, in the Hebrew, it means twisted. You know, we're twisted inside to where, we're willing to do terrible things. And in whose spirit is no deceit. So, when we have fallen, when we are in sin, we are twisted inside and we are covering things up. That's the way it works. And we justify things in our mind, and we are lying. We are covering things up. But when we confess, when we finally get to that place where we confess, we come out with it. All of a sudden, the weight is lifted, and the deceit is wrested from our spirit. And once again, we're clean, and we want nothing to do with deceit and lies. We want to live righteously for the Lord again. And so, again, I say to you who might be laboring under terrible guilt and weight and thinking that there's no hope for you, there is. There's forgiveness with God. And yeah, maybe the people who you sinned against won't forgive you. Well, that's out of your hands. But you know what? The Lord will forgive you. And that's the most important thing. By far the most important thing. So if the Lord is not counting iniquity against you, do you realize if you have God's favor, then it doesn't matter if everybody else is against you, but you have God's favor, you're going to be okay. If the Lord is for you, who can be against you? Well, he goes on, and in verse 3, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me, and my strength was dried up as the heat by the heat of summer. So, you know, during this period, it was probably a year-ish period of time when David had committed the sin of adultery and had Uriah killed and all that kind of stuff. And so during that time, David was miserable. He went physically, he felt it physically. His joy was sapped from him, and he just felt this heaviness in his life, this depression, this weight in his life. So the key then, the breakthrough, verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. So the day came, and it was a dramatic day. The prophet Nathan showed up to David's place at the palace and said, David, we got a problem. We got a problem in the kingdom. There's a guy, he's wealthy. He's got all kinds of flocks and herds. And this wealthy guy had a visitor coming into town, and he decided he didn't want to take one of his own flock, one of his own sheep, and slaughter it for the visitor, you know. Decided to go to his neighbor who was poor and just had one pet sheep that lived in the house. And this wealthy guy went over to the poor neighbor and took his sheep and slaughtered it for the traveler. And so, Dave, what do we do about this? And David heard this and he was so mad. You know, he basically was saying, you know, we're going to kill the guy, you know, just flying off the handle. And Nathan said, David, you're the man. It's you. David, in that moment, was exposed. and he was slain. His heart was cut. And he knew that he was found out. And he repented. You know, listen, temptation is a traveler. Traveling through our lives. Come knocking on our door, wanting us to accommodate it. And temptation is not a sin. And so we are wise when temptation comes knocking to recognize it. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's always a doorway out. And to say, Lord, you got this. But if you have made the mistake of opening the door and letting that hungry traveler in and feeding that hungry traveler and doing devastating things to your life, it is not the end for you. It's not the end. There's forgiveness, but you have to confess. You have to own up to it. And you will find grace in the sight of the Lord. You will. David found it. His sin had ramifications in his life, lasting ramifications, as will yours. But he found forgiveness with the Lord, and that meant everything to him. We'll continue this next time. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Morning Manna podcast, and we'll continue next time. Be encouraged, Christian. Hey, man, if you're walking high with the Lord on the mountaintop, awesome. If you find yourself in a place of discouragement because you screwed up royally, listen, confess to the Lord. Let him restore you. God bless you guys.